Two Caravans, written by Marina Lewicka and read by Sayan Thomas.
But that I pray to all this company, if that I speak after my fantasy, as taketh not a grief of that I say, for mine intent is not but for to play. Geoffrey Chaucer, Prologue to the Wife of Bath Tale, The Canterbury Tales. Chapter 1. Two Caravans. There is a field, a broad, south-sloping field, sitting astride a long hill that curves away into a secret, leafy valley. It is sheltered by dense hedges of hawthorn and hazel, threaded through with wild roses and evening-scented honeysuckle. In the mornings a light breeze carries up over the downs, just enough to kiss the air with the fresh, salty tang of the English Channel. In fact, so delightful is the air that sitting up here you might think you were in paradise. And in the field are two caravans, a men's caravan and a women's caravan. If this was really the Garden of Eden, though, there ought to be an apple tree, thinks Eula. But it is the Garden of England, and the field is full of ripening strawberries. And instead of a snake, they have the dumpling. Sitting on the step of the women's caravan, painting her toenails fuchsia pink, petite voluptuous Eula watches the dumpling's Land Rover pull in through the gate at the bottom of the field, and the new arrival clamber down out of the passenger seat. Really, she cannot for the life of her understand why they have sent this two-zlotty pudding of a girl, when what is clearly needed is another man, preferably someone mature, but with his own hair, and nice legs, and a calm nature, who will not only pick faster, but will bring a pleasant sexual harmony to their small community, whereas anyone can see that this little miss is going to set the fox among the chickens, and that all the men will be vying for her favours and not paying attention to what they are really here for, namely the picking of strawberries. This thought is so annoying that it makes Eula lose concentration on her middle toe, which ends up looking like a botched amputation. And there is also the question of space, Eula broods, studying the new girl as she makes her way past the men's caravan and up the field. Although there are more women than men, the women's caravan is the smaller, just a little four-berth tourer that you might tow behind when you go off on holiday to the Baltic. Eula, as the supervisor, is a person of status, and although petite, she is generously proportioned, so naturally she has a single bunk to herself. Marta, her niece, has the other single bunk. The two Chinese girls, Eula can never get the hang of their names, share the fold-out double bed, which, when extended, takes up the whole floor space. That's it. There is no room for anyone else. The four of them have done their best to make their caravan seem bright and homely. The Chinese girls have stuck pictures of baby animals and David Beckham on the walls. Marta has stuck a picture of the Black Virgin of Krakow beside David Beckham. Eula, who likes things to smell nice, has set a bunch of wild flowers in a cup, hedge roses, campion and white gold honeysuckle to sweeten the air. A particularly charming feature of their caravan is the clever storage space. There are compact cupboards, cunning head-level lockers and drawers with delightful decorative handles where everything can be hidden away. Eula likes things to be neat. The four women have become skilled at avoiding each other, skirting round each other in the small space with womanly delicacy, unlike men, who are defective creatures, prone to be clumsy and take up unnecessary room, though, of course, they can't help it, and they do have some good points, which she will tell you about later. This new girl, she skips straight up to the caravan and drops her bag down right in the middle of the floor. She has come from Kiev, she says, looking round her with a smile on her face. Irina is her name. She looks tired and dishevelled, with a faint whiff of chip fat about her. Where does she think she's going to keep that bag? Where does she think she's going to sleep? What does she have to smile about? That's what Eula wants to know.